This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can be the most jaded sports fan ever. You can think that baseball is too slow, that professional football is too, I don't know what, branded maybe, and that the NBA is, well, that's just basketball, right? But even you, jaded sports fan that you are, have to admit that there is something special about a Saturday afternoon in the fall and college football. Scandal and the semi-pro nature of it aside, Michael Weinreb is a big college football fan, and he's got a new book out about its history and its ups and its downs. It's called Season of Saturdays. Michael, good to have you here.
Thanks, Kai.
Probably ought to do a little full disclosure here. You are a Penn State fan through and through.
I am. I grew up there. My dad is still a professor there, and so it's kind of in my blood.
At a tough time, it should be said, for being a Penn State fan.
Yeah, it has not been an easy few years to justify being a Penn State fan, in addition to justify being a college football fan in general. There are a lot of changes going on. Obviously, a lot of awful things happened at Penn State. And it's caused me to do a lot of soul searching over the last few years.
I want you to read part of your book for me. It's that book early on. It says, "No other nation in the world." Would you read that paragraph for me?
Sure. "No other nation in the world can even fathom the notion of attaching a prominent money-making athletic operation to a university. The fact that college football has existed for nearly 150 years, and the fact that it remains one of the most popular sports in America, must say something about who we are."
Does it say good things about who we are, or does it say that we need to get over ourselves?
I think it's like everything else. It says both of those things. I think that's why I'm so fascinated by it. And as I was going through this, I just realized how, you know, it represents America culturally. It represents America's evolution politically. There's just so many conversations that we have about the country itself that are reflected in college football. I mean, it's a very regional sport. It often reflects the geography of the country itself. Obviously, it's huge in the South, so you can get into a lot of issues of, you know, race and culture and all those things. Class, everything that what we argue about in America is essentially in there, in the mix, in college football.
Mm. And we, you know, today in the 21st century, like to think that it is only in our, you know, recent memory that college football has become a business and a money-making enterprise and corrupted, I suppose, in some ways. And yet you start 100 years ago, 110 years ago, with a guy at Yale named James J. Hogan.
Yeah, and he's this a little bit older, working-class kid, comes to Yale to play football and gets this deal to essentially sell his brand of cigarettes at the local convenience store. So there are these cigarettes called Hogan Cigarettes in New Haven that people are buying. And this a writer from Harper's picks it up and you know, writes an expose about the sham of amateurism and how college football is being corrupted and all these things. And this is in 1905. And, you know, 100 years later, we're essentially writing the same stories and having the same arguments about the sport.
We're having the same arguments, and yet the NCAA continues to maintain, in the face of all the lawsuits and all the recent decisions that have gone against it, that what makes college football attractive for the fans is it's amateurism, is the fact that these are college kids playing ball on a Saturday. Do you buy that?
No, I don't think you can seriously buy that argument at this point. I think with the amount of money that's going into it, even the NCAA, I think, realizes that they just can't justify that argument anymore. But there is something that sets college football apart from the NFL and from other sports. And there's just that feeling. And that's the part that I'm just trying to figure out how to justify is, can we still keep that feeling of college football, but get rid of the worst parts of amateurism and the parts that are so, you know, hypocritical and so antiquated?
Yeah. Pseudo-amateurism, right? Or amateurism as the NCAA defines it.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. I mean, true amateurism obviously doesn't exist.
What I love is just about your dedication to Penn State is how your what was it, your locker combination, you remember not by the numbers themselves, but by the jersey numbers of Penn State football players?
Yeah, it's Shane Conlin, Harry Hamilton, Chip LaBarca. That is my locker combination. I still have that in my head. I still have the same lock too. So yeah, I still think about it pretty much every day.
You have got to get out more, man. I'm just saying.
I know.
It is a history of college football in 14 games. That's a subtitle. It's a book called A Season of Saturdays by Michael Weinreb. Michael, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Guy. Appreciate it.